to what the story says and learn. What the story teaches, listen to what the story says and learn. What the story teaches, listen to what the story says and learn. What the story teaches.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاه والسلام على سيد المرسلين اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاه والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاه والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى اليك واصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله.
Our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that whoever recites Durood-e Pak 1,000 times a day, that person will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
In the Holy Quran, the first surah is Surah Baqarah. Baqarah means cow. What is the significance of this cow?
Alhamdulillah, it's a very good question. I'm sure many of you know that one of the longest surah in the Quran is Surah Baqarah. And there are many, many incidents related to in the surah. First is why and how it got this name. It's very important and it refers to a very significant event that took place. And the story is there was a very pious man of Bani Israel who had a young son, only one child. And in his possession he had one calf. Right? One calf means a baby cow. One calf. And just before his death, this pious man took this calf and went to the jungle and left it at near a bush. Right? Saying, he said, make dua. He said, oh Allah, I leave this calf under your protection until my son reaches puberty, until he matures. After this, this pious man passed away and the calf grew in the meanwhile. His son also grew up and became a righteous person, and he had a mother and he was very obedient to his mother. And he was so pious that he used to divide his night into three parts. He should sleep on one part of the night, worship in the second part, and then serve his mother in the third part of the night. And also he used to travel in the jungle and used to fetch wood and sell the wood to make a living. And of his, the money that he used to earn also, he used to do sadaqah with 1/3 of his earning. 1/3 of the money he should spend on himself and give 1/3 of the money to his mother. Very obedient and loving his mother. One day the mother said to the son, oh my beloved son, your father has left a calf for you as an inheritance in a certain jungle. And he left it under the protection of Allah Azza wa Jal. He said, now you go to that jungle and make this dua, say, oh my Rabb Azza wa Jal, and oh Rabb of Sayyidina Ibrahim, Ismail and Ishaq alayhumus salam, return me that which my father kept under your protection. She further said that this calf will be yellow colored. I mean, its skin will be almost like a yellow color and it will be glistening, like it will have a shine, as if the rays of the sun will be coming out of it. Hearing this, the boy went to the jungle, he made the dua, and all of a sudden this cow came running to him, stood by his side. Then he brought this cow home. His mother said to him, oh my son, you go to the market and sell this cow for 3 dinar. That time the selling price of cows was 3 dinar. And she said, do not sell without consulting me. That means whoever comes to buy, you must consult me. So, a buyer came to the market, but this buyer was actually an angel, right? He said to him, I will pay you more than 3 dinar on the condition that you sell this to me without consulting your mother. And he refused, he went home, and he revealed this to his mother. When he revealed this, the mother said, this is not a person, it is an angel, right? And therefore said, consult him and ask him about how to sell this cow. So when this boy went to this buyer, so he advised him, do not sell this cow. He said, in future people of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam will come to you and they will want to buy this cow. And you must demand that they must give you so much gold that can fit in the skin of this cow. How much money is that? Imagine how big the skin of a cow is. The skin must be filled with gold. So, and he said, they will pay this price to you. And then what happened? There were some people of Bani Israel. It mentioned that a very rich person from Bani Israel who was called Amil was killed by his 2 paternal cousins. And after killing him, they took his body and they put it in a desolate place. And next day they started searching for the murderer. And then the people went to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. And because now if they don't find the murderer, they will inherit, because they were the cousins. This person they killed had no relatives besides them. So they were greedy for his money. So therefore they killed him. They wanted the inheritance. So they went to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam and complained that somebody killed our cousin. We must find the killers. Then when they went, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, so then when this happened, so Hazrat Musa alayhi salam was asked about the murderer. He said to them, go and slaughter a cow and strike the body with part of the, well, like either the tongue or the tail of the cow, and then the person will become alive and will identify the murderer. Right? Hearing this, the Bani Israel started asking questions. They started asking what the age of this cow, what will be the color of this cow, what will the cow do. Right? So when they started asking this question, so Allah Azza wa Jalla gave them specific qualities of the cow. So eventually they came to a stage where Almighty Allah said that this cow will be yellow in color, it must not be used to plow, and it must not be too old, not too young. And so they were forced to go and find this cow. And which cow was it? The same cow that this youngster had. So when they went to this youngster to buy the cow, he demanded that amount of money and they had to pay. Because first they kept. So when Hazrat Musa alayhi salam asked, the scholars say this very nicely, they say, when Hazrat Musa alayhi salam asked them to slaughter the cow, they should have kept their mouth shut, go and find the cow, slaughter it and do that. But they started finding excuses. Tell us how old this cow must be. Tell us what is the color of this cow. Tell us more about this cow. Ask your Allah to tell us. So then he said, the cow must not be too young, not too old. The cow must be this color. It mustn't be used for plowing. So now they made it so difficult, they can't find a cow like that. But there was one special cow. This was the plan of Allah Azza wa Jal. So they had to go and pay. And after they slaughtered the cow, and then when they used the portion to hit the dead body, he came alive and he identified the killers. And that is why the surah is called Surah Baqarah, referring to this story of this cow. Okay? Alhamdulillah. Now this is mentioned. I'll give you a translation from the Holy Quran. And remember when Musa said to his people, Allah commands you to sacrifice the cow, they said, are you making fun of us? He answered, I seek refuge in Allah from being amongst the ignorant ones. They said, pray to your Lord that he may describe the cow to us. Said Musa, he says that the cow must neither be old nor young, but in between. Do so what you have been commanded. Then they said, pray to your Lord that He may reveal its color to us. Then Hazrat Musa alayhi salam said, He says, that means Allah says, it's a yellow cow, bright in color, pleasing to the beholder. Then they said, pray to your Lord that He may clearly describe this cow to us. Indeed, all cows look alike to us. And if Allah wills, we will attain guidance. So he said, Musa alayhi salam, he said, she is a cow made not to work, neither plowing the soil nor watering the fields, flawless and spotless. They said, you have now conveyed the proper fact. So they sacrificed it, right? But they seemed not to be sacrificing with sincerity. They were forced, had to pay so much of money. So, but they seem not to be sacrificing with sincerity. And remember, when you murdered a man and were therefore accusing each other concerning it, and Allah wanted to expose what you were hiding, we therefore said, strike the dead man with part of the sacrificed cow. This is how Allah brings the dead to life and shows you His signs so that you may understand. This is in Surah Baqarah, verse 67. 73. So what do we learn? What is the moral behind this? Very interesting. One is, the possession left over by the holy bondsman, that means the servants of Allah Azza wa Jal, carry lots of blessings. As you see, this pious man left a calf behind, and Allah Azza wa Jal gave him so much blessing with this cow that he got an abundant wealth by the virtue of this cow. Right? Second thing, the pious man left the calf under the protection of Allah Azza wa Jal to help his son. So we also learn from this that being affectionate towards children and leaving some heritage for them is a good practice of the chosen people of Allah Azza wa Jal. Also, Allah Azza wa Jal provides sustenance in abundance from unseen sources from those who serve and are obedient to their parents. We can see how Allah Azza wa Jal blessed this young man with prosperity and wealth because of his obedience to his mother. Okay? Argumentation and debate in the command of Allah can bring about affliction. The Bani Israel were ordered to slaughter a cow. They could have slaughtered any cow in order to fulfill this requirement. However, they began to argue and start asking questions upon questions. What kind of cow? What color? How old, etc. As a result, it became very difficult for them to slaughter anything but the specific cow, which had to be unique. That is why they had to pay such a huge amount of money, because it was not easy to get that kind of cow. And also another Madni point that we learned from here, the one who gives his wealth under protection of Allah, Allah Azza wa Jal bestows endless blessings in it. And also, the one who leaves his family, his kinfolk under the protection of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal will nourish them beyond the expectation. And also Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu had mentioned that the one who takes on yellow shoes will remain happy and will suffer sorrows rarely. That means yellow sandals. Alhamdulillah, you find in the mahul of Dawud Islami, and you find those who are watching Madni channel, especially you find people traveling on kafila, you see many of them wearing yellow sandals to practice on this. Alhamdulillah, this is in connection with this yellow skin of this cow. And because Allah Azza wa Jal says, this yellow cow is pleasing to the beholders. And also we come to know that when you make sacrifice, you must use the best animal. Don't use animal with defects. Use the best animals because you're sacrificing for the sake of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Okay, that is the story of why Surah Baqarah got the name. Alhamdulillah, as I say, in Surah Baqarah, there are many, many stories, inshallah. We have opportunities. We will talk about more stories. There's another very interesting story. It's related to the people of Sayyidina Hizqil alayhi salam. Now, and also got lots of morals for us. And this is also mentioned in Surah Baqarah, this story here. He was the third deputy of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, and he was also given prophethood. That means after the demise of Hazrat Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, Sayyidina Yusha bin Noon became his first deputy. After him was Sayyidina Khalid bin Yuhana alayhi salam, and then Hazrat Sayyidina Hizkil alayhi salam was the third deputy. So inshallah, in the next episode we will learn about what happened to Sayyidina Hizkil alayhi salam. It's a very interesting story, because he was nicknamed Ibn al-Ajuz. Ibn al-Ajuz means the son of an old woman, and it was also known as Zulkifl. And why was he called Ibn al-Ajuz? He was the son of a very old woman. That means his mother was very old when she gave birth to him. And inshallah, in the next episode, we will talk about his interesting story. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad.
Listen to what the story says and learn what the story teaches. Listen to what the story says and learn what the story teaches.